USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is announcing the construction of a port on the Gaza coast by the U.S. to facilitate aid delivery. According to administration officials, Biden will instruct the U.S. military to lead the mission. Pressure from within his own party, urging assistance for Palestinian civilians affected by the Israel-Hamas conflict, has been mounting on Biden. Sweden has been formally accepted as a member of NATO. The Swedish Prime Minister traveled to Washington, D.C. Thursday to deliver the necessary paperwork for admission in a ceremony alongside Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Fundamentally, the reason this is such a strong, powerful fit is because Sweden embodies and promotes the core values that are at the heart of NATO.
Blinken remarked during the event that the dynamic shifted significantly after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The inclusion of Sweden and Finland marks the most significant expansion of the alliance in decades. Former President Donald Trump says he's inviting supporters of rival Nikki Haley to join his campaign for the White House. USA's Ryan Daniels.
During her concession speech after the Super Tuesday elections, Haley said Trump will have to earn it.
It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him. And I hope he does that.
On his social media platform, Truth Social, Trump said he believes much of Haley's campaign funding support came from Democrats. Already, Trump has received the political endorsement of the top Republican in the U.S. Senate, Mitch McConnell. Haley is expected to ultimately bend and give her endorsement for Trump before the GOP nominating conference.
The utility serving the Texas Panhandle is investigating whether their equipment could be responsible for the state's largest wildfire. Multiple lawsuits regarding that fire have highlighted a downed power line as a potential cause. XL Energy, in a statement, indicated that it seems their facilities were linked to the fire's ignition. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Parents are urged to store medications and supplements safely. CDC reports a recent surge in unsupervised exposure of infants and young children to melatonin. Between 2019 and 2022, almost 11,000 infants and young children visited hospital emergency departments due to accidental ingestion of melatonin. Researchers note an increase in adult melatonin use, which often lacks child-resistant packaging. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says he believes key U.S. interest rates can begin coming down sometime this year. He just can't say when that will happen.
We believe that our policy rate is likely at its peak for this tightening cycle. If the economy evolves broadly as expected, it will likely be appropriate to begin dialing back policy restraint at some point this year.
He said the Fed wants to move inflation further down toward 2% before bringing down interest rates. Daniel Rodimer, a former congressional candidate and pro wrestler, has surrendered in connection with a murder on the Las Vegas Strip. Rodimer turned himself in at the Clark County Detention Center Wednesday night following the issuance of an arrest warrant earlier that same day. The warrant relates to the November 2023 death of Christopher Tapp. Witnesses claim Rodimer was enraged at Tapp after he purportedly offered cocaine to Rodimer's stepdaughter during a party in a suite at Resorts World. And a Salt Lake City bar has sparked debate by implementing a no-Zionist policy. The owner of Weathered Waves Bar says the policy aims to curb hate speech and emphasizes the bar's commitment to inclusivity across all religious beliefs. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.